Well, on Fridays before LSU home games, I always try to give people a little trivia, a little factoid, what happened on this day. And it doesn't always relate to the team they're going to be taking on Saturday. It's just this day in history. The year 1986, Tigers coming off a wins over number 6 Alabama in Birmingham. You know when that game rings a bell?
My.
It was a tornado warning during the game.
Oh, wow.
The clouds were spiraling above Legion Field, 1986. Mississippi State in Jackson, Tigers beat number 6 Alabama on the road, beat Mississippi State the following week, and then guess who was coming into Tiger Stadium? Lou Holtzman, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Coming into Tiger Stadium. Tommy Hodson was a junior. Harvey Williams was a freshman and the fastest white guy I think I've ever seen play at LSU. Sammy Martin out of De La Salle. You know one race I would always love to see?
What?
Sammy Martin and Todd Kinchin.
I was
two fastest white dudes I ever seen. Both great guys. Todd comes from a great family. So November 22nd, 1986, number 8 Tigers hosted quarterback Steve Berline, wide receiver Tim Brown, who the following season would win the Heisman Trophy, and Lou Holtz and the rest of the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame scored with 3 minutes to play to get within 2 points, 21-19. They went for two, and the Tiger defense stopped them. Here's an amazing thing about the LSU defense on that day back in 1986, this day, November 22nd. LSU held Notre Dame without a first down for the first 22 minutes of the game.
Wow.
Without a first down
with
for the
Steve
first
Berline?
22
That's
minutes.
Crazy.
Quarterback Tommy Hodson, three touchdown passes, one to Wendell Davis, maybe the greatest receiver who ever played at LSU. Of course, Jamar Chase and these guys.
You're going way
have a little
too
something to do
quickly.
With it.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Kinchin and Rogie McGee out of Bugaloosa. Rogie McGee caught touchdown passes, and LSU won that game. They hung on to win 21-19. 33 years ago today, Tim Brown returned a second-half kickoff to get Notre Dame back in the game, 96 yards.
Oof.
And that kind of promoted him to be the leader
for the Heisman,
Trophy in 87, which he eventually won. 33 years ago today, and LSU would go on to win the SEC Championship. And not only that, that was Bill Ansbacher's last season. During that season, there were rumors he was going to leave LSU and become the athletic director at Florida, which he did. And then Mike Archer came in.
Didn't Brown end up at the Oakland Raiders?
He did.
Yep.
Pre-game tomorrow at 1 o'clock here on Eagle 98.1.
Uncensored.